The NYPD has arrested one of the two suspects who assaulted a transgender woman on a subway platform in Washington Heights Friday night. Hate crimes on MTA subways, buses, and trains went up last year. Now the MTA and the Anti-Defamation League are teaming up for a new campaign to combat hate crimes. WCBS's Mac Rosenberg has more from Grand Central Terminal.
People being attacked, called names because of what they're wearing, or their religion, ethnicity, or sexual orientation, has become the new normal, according to Evan Bernstein with the Anti-Defamation League.
When there was anti-Semitic graffiti, you know, 5 years ago, there'd be a press conference over it. Now it maybe goes into our audit and is something that is on just on Twitter.
Signs in subways, trains, buses, and stations will try to change that. It's the MTA's new public awareness campaign announced today, 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp. Sarah Meyer is NYC Transit's chief customer officer.
As a Jewish woman, this campaign is personal. I hope it inspires us all to look out for one another. In the rush of our days, sometimes that gets lost.
The signs say New York rides together and tell people how to report a hate crime if they see one. At Grand Central Terminal, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.